Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. And it's so good to have you with me today. Amen. Welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and I have another word for you today. This is Sunday Word, the last days too. Amen. We're going to be reading more scripture. I'm not staying before you as long as we did in the prior last day's session. This is a little shorter, but I am bringing you more scripture, and I hope you're putting all of this together so that you can get the big picture of what is happening right now in our world and how prophecy is coming to pass right before our very eyes. We are seeing the very things that Jesus spoke to us about. We're seeing the things that Daniel spoke about. We're seeing the things that Paul had written in the Word. We're seeing all that right now in our time, in this dispensation, in this age, in our generation. We are watching these things unfold even now. Because we don't have a whole lot of time, amen, I'm going to get started on scripture. I hope you have your Bible with you. If you don't, please write down the scriptures. I am coming from Daniel 12, and I am using the New King James Version. I'm also going to be coming from Matthew 24. Amen. And Daniel wrote in scripture, and my Bible has the heading Prophecy of the End Time. And this is the prophet Daniel that was writing. This is an Old Testament book. Amen. Chapter 12 of Daniel. Time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one who is written in the book. That is referring to the Lamb's Book of Life. That is the only way that we can be saved, as if our names are written. And I'm going to show you the way to salvation as we end up this session. And verse 2, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on the other riverbank. The one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever, and it shall be for a time, times and a half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, is how it's written, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, excuse me, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Remember, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day unto the Lord. Blessed is he who waits and come to the 1,335 days. But you go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Amen. This is the last days. Amen. And this is part 2 of our series, The Last Days. And then Daniel received prophecy from the Lord. He didn't understand all the things that he saw. He didn't understand the things that he heard. But he wrote them down for our nurture and our admonition, for a warning for us to be prepared for the days to come. Amen. He's beckoning us to be wise and to be prepared for those days. That is the whole purpose of the written word, is to make sure that we are prepared and full of the glory of God, so that we miss the destructive part of all this, and so that we are part of God's glory and the glorious reward that he has for each and every one of us. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, that our alienated relationship from the Father would be healed, and we would be ready to receive everything, amen, that the presence of God has for us. Matthew 24, amen, I'm starting at verse 3. And this is one of the Gospels written by Matthew. Glory to God. And Jesus, it will be speaking in just a second here. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Remember, Daniel was just telling us about the end of days, the end of this age. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear wars. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Come on, y'all. We're watching these things take place. Glory to God. Nations have been coming against nations. Amen. We're watching this even right now as we see the tense conditions between North Korea and the United States. We're watching nations coming against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. We have the beauty and the privilege of being able to see things happening in our world. Although they are sad to our eyes, we have seen famines and pestilence and earthquakes taking places in various places. Scripture said all those things are the beginning of sorrows, and these things have been taking place for a very long time. Amen. So we have been at the beginning of the beginnings of sorrows for quite some time. So we know that as time goes on, there is a progression of these things. And scripture says in verse 9, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come." Amen. Because of mass media, because of the technology, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached, amen, to the ends of the earth. So we are watching these prophecies take place. We're watching the hated people. Amen. Jews have been hated for a very long time, but the followers of Christ are also hated. Amen. They come against teachings of Christ, calling it hate instead of love. But the Lord would let us know that this was an untoward generation, absolutely backwards and upside down. They call love hate and hate love. They call right wrong and wrong right. They call good evil and evil good. And then this is the generation that we live in. We're watching as kingdoms go against kingdoms. We're watching as men and women betray one another. We're watching as we are offended as followers of Christ and how they blaspheme the name of Christ and everything that we hold as true and know is true, because the Spirit of God does prove himself. Amen. This is more than just a notion. He is a living God, an extraordinary God, and he proves himself. Now, why would you think that the God of all creation that created you could not prove himself to you, that he is true and that he is living? You have denied him for so long that you cannot even feel his presence. But I come against the spirit of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, open every gate right now. Open the minds and the spirits of your people right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those within the sound of my voice, those who do not know who you are, open their eyes that they might see the signs of the time. Oh, Lord God, open their senses that they might feel your presence in the room right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every work of the devil, every work of the enemy, everything that has deterred you, everything that has dissuaded you, every lion spirit that has gone out in the world. Amen. Scripture tells us that the God of this world has blinded you to these things. Don't believe it. Amen. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't let it be said it was you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, we're still reading scripture. And we're still in Matthew 24, verse 15. Therefore, the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. Remember, Daniel also prophesied these things. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Amen. Saith Jesus. This is the word of the Lord we are seeing here. It is not a fable. It is not fiction. We have not been bamboozled, but you have. Glory to God. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of men so that they cannot see and cannot know the light that has come in among them. They stand in darkness. I like the words that Harriet Tubman spoke. Amen. She was interviewed at one point in time, and the interviewer was congratulating her for the thousands that she had brought out of slavery. Amen. And she said, I would have brought out thousands more, but they didn't know they were slaves. Amen. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of men and women so that they don't know that they are bound in sin, that they don't know that they are the ones, amen, being bamboozled by the devil. They don't realize that they are the one that being worked like a marionette puppet. Glory to God. Oh, but salvation has come. Jesus has come, and today is the day of salvation. And then on the day of Pentecost, glory to God, the Lord gave them instructions as to what to tell the men and women when they ask, what do we do to be saved? And Peter said to them, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar. Amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. The Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. You will then understand those things that the devil tried to trick you out of when you receive the Spirit of God on the inside. Repentance is to be godly sorrowful for the things that you have done and actually turn away from your sin so that you sin no more, at least not on purpose. And understand that you will make mistakes, but the Spirit of God is there to give you correction and to lead you out of those things and show you how to walk more perfectly. Glory to God in the highest. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. He wants you to be saved. He wants all of us, amen, to be saved. He does not want us to endure the
the anguish of hell, the anguish of an eternity without him. Amen. Hell was created for the devil, amen, and his followers, and unfortunately for those that are disobedient. So don't be one of those. Hallelujah. Don't let it be said that you're among those that have been bamboozled. But the truth is here. The truth is here calling you. The truth is calling you. The spirit of truth is present in the room where you are right now. And he's calling you so that you will know and you will see the truth, so that the light will shine in your heart, in your soul, and in all of your life, so your perspective of everything you have ever experienced, and even this day forth, amen, will be changed by the power of God. He will lead you and direct you and show you all truth. Amen. And he will walk with you all of your days, and you will miss, glory to God, the terrible times that will come upon those that do not know God. He will lead you through it. He will lead you around it. He will carry you over it. Amen. But those that do not know him, those that don't have the seal of the Holy Spirit, will be lost. Oh, don't let it be you. Amen. Jesus is calling. These are the last days. God bless you and God anoint you. Thank you for being with me, and I'll see you next time.